heart has fallen in love with this internal mysticism, this inner journey. The happiness that it's within cannot be found in riches. Learn from the Master. Simplicity is the best. We live in a universe of blessings. Every wish is already granted. Stay true to life and witness life's blessings. This body, after all, is destined to ashes. Do not get lost in the mortal world. You will find your treasure in letting go. You will find what you are looking for in letting go. Then why hold on then? And that which is most precious, that you cannot let go of, that you already have, then why struggle? Relax, let go. Look at where you create problems, if you are. Let go is the master key. How is it going now, Rashid? The right way? You wrote me, no? Beloved Swaha, I have to gather myself and tell how things are now. I feel I have deep trouble because of this fucking stupid ayahuasca trip I did. I like it when people are clear. When you have an insight, really underline it. Don't hold back, because then maybe, and only maybe, you will remember. Because now it will be difficult to do it again. There is a lot of different energy in my head. For instance, in the top of the head, difficult to be focused. And I have been quite afraid at times, sometimes dizzy. Because of this, different thoughts come to my mind, wanting to understand what is happening and what to do. When I did the ayahuasca thing, I got too strong dose. I had asked to see God and wanted to get out of this, the mind disturbing it. I directed all the energy inwards in meditation. First, I felt I was going to die. Then a lot of energy came to my head. I felt it was too much, and I stopped it. Then I went unconscious, and I was unconscious quite a lot of the rest of the trip. I guess what has happened is that my system got a big shock. A lot of energy probably came in my head and got stuck there. Like you don't have enough energy stuck in your head. Try this. Since I wasn't able to handle it at the moment, I guess now all this energy is coming up and out, making all these things happen, and me feeling totally out of balance. I have even had trouble being in satsang the last days. The strong energy in satsang has been difficult for my system to handle in the condition I have been in. Yeah, because if the head is already full, then satsang is terrible then. Satsang is good if the head is empty and the heart is available. Of course, if you're already too full, then it's too much because there's a lot of energy. The head can't absorb the vastness, the truth. It's impossible. You go nuts. Only the heart can absorb it, only your spirit, only your soul. That's why it's so important to get out of your head. Be empty, be receptive. Otherwise, you will just get more confused. My focus now is to get hold of my energy again. During the first part of the retreat, the fear was there a lot. Then I felt I had to focus, to take care, to feel safe, to come out of the shock. Now at the moment, the fear is not so strong as before, and I feel more of a warrior, fighting to get myself on the right track again. Some moments I feel better. Then I think that this is a shock and that is soon passing. At the moment of rewriting the letter now, I feel quite okay, or almost not normal. Don't be too normal. What is normal and what is not normal? But I am kind of knowing that all these things are happening and that another not so good moment can be around the corner. At moments when I feel bad, I think that it may have caused permanent damage in me, and that if I won't be able to feel love, peace, and happiness again and continue on this path, I may go mad or not want to live anymore. I was recommended this fucking ayahuasca from a friend. Good friends. That's again and again, I tell you, be aware who you listen to. Be aware who you take recommendations from. I also know some people from our big family who tried ayahuasca, and I read a kind of positive article in an alternative magazine about it. So I had no idea that doing this thing maybe could fuck up my life. It's very different from person to person. But if you are already a seeker, Rashid, and you have been with me long time now, you have to understand, and everybody has to understand, that all drugs And I mean all drugs go that way. And meditation go that way. And they never meet. They never meet. But this is very difficult for people to understand. Because drugs is very easy. And meditation is very, very hard. Self-knowledge is very, very hard. Ayahuasca knowledge is very, very easy. But nobody who's been taking these drugs has become enlightened. If you really have a longing, then you will find. Definitely. Existence takes care of its children. But the part of self-knowledge, of meditation, that is very hard, you have to be very patient. And the more you go into yourself, the more you meditate, the more alert you are, the more easy you can disturb it if you are not settled. I used to work in healing arts in the ashram in Pune. And there we had an aura machine, a mora machine that took pictures of the aura, of the energy around the body. And we were surprised how these drugs, what it did to the energy of the sannyasins. Even hash and marijuana, it disturbed the whole aura. And it takes a long time before it gets out. And of course, the stronger the drugs, the longer time. But it goes. Just be patient. Be quiet. Relax. It's like when you are restless, the energy has been getting a shock. It takes time to settle again. And many, many people from the West, they get very confused because they hear all this about drugs, about ayahuasca, about hash, about opium, about LSD, about peyote. But this is from traditions that people have done it for hundreds, maybe thousands of years. And they are very innocent people, nature people, where this tradition has been. So the mind is very little. Already they are not so polluted in the mind like the Western people. That's why when Westerners take it, anything can happen, because they are so much in the head. The Indians, they are not so much in the head. They are very simple people. They can use it, and they can get in touch with the spirit of the forest, the spirit of the moon, the spirit of the water, the spirit of the wind. It is natural, but it's no fear, because they have been growing up there. It's their friends. But for the white man, it's totally freaky. The monsters are coming instead of the goddess. You never know what can happen. In India also, I remember Papaji said many times, these fools, you have to stop now smoking this hash. You look like an idiot. You can't take it. But many people has to try it to find out. And you have tantrikas and yogis who experiment. It was part of the ritual, the meditation, to take drugs. But only after the master said, okay, now you are ready to try. When you are really integrated in meditation, then you can get some magic mushroom or some ayahuasca or whatever they had there. But the only reason they took it is to see if they totally take no notice. They used it as a method to watch their mind. Because all these things is just in the mind. It has nothing to do with reality. So all these things is just color show and lightnings in the mind, and it can be beautiful to watch. If it's not the bad trip, then it's bad to watch. That you don't know. It's not like in the movies, you have an idea. Even in the movies, it's good to check, what is it? Do I really want to watch? But if you take these trips, then you don't know. So then these tantrikas and these yogis, they could take, or even poison they took. And then they take bigger dose with poison, or bigger dose with some drug, to see if they could just stay a witness. That was the reason they took it. That they don't get afraid, because all this is happening in the mind. And if they could stay just untouched, not to fear any fear, not to get excited, they just watch it like you watch the mind. Even to watch the mind when you are so-called ordinary is very difficult. What to say of watching the mind on a trip? But these Western people, when you have no education in this, it's bound to go bad. It was always like that, because in India, it's so much drugs, and it was all these around Osho, all around Papaji also. But they can't handle it. I know many sannyasins, they are still smoking, they are still doing these things. But I remember very early when I came to Osho, because then in those days, then, like it always is, people are interested in drugs and in alcohol, because it's a way to get unconscious, to get a little bit out of your suffering normal state. That's why it's so attractive. So if people doesn't want to look at themselves, then they drink or they take some drugs. It's just a little bit relaxed, maybe. Maybe they can get a little escape from the suffering ego. It takes much more courage, much more dedication, much more understanding, much more patience to really find that. And very few people have it, and that's why however long it has been human beings, the drugs and alcohol has been very popular. Because it is a way to relax and escape. But if you find the real drug, the love drug, then you forget all this. It just looks silly. And like you have seen now, it just disturbs your energy. It disturbs your mind, it disturbs your energy body, it disturbs your aura. And we were surprised in Pune when we did all this Killian photography and these things. How little, when we talked to the sannyasin, what have you been doing? And they had just done this or this. And said, you know, many months, many years maybe, to repair it before the energy comes back. There is no shortcuts, I'm sorry. But it's so good, the real drug is so good that it's worth it. It's not so easy, you cannot just go and buy it. And even if you buy these drugs, then you feel very guilty, because it's illegal. Then people feel guilty. Already they start with guilt, a very good trip. Here's no guilt. And no hangover. The opposite. Just more and more awareness. So I had no idea that doing this thing maybe could fuck up my life. PS1. At hopeful moments, I hope or think that all these things that are happening to me are not only a damage from the ayahuasca, but maybe part of me waking up. Yes. Stick to those hopeful moments, Rashid. Some light in the darkness. You have to. And it's true, everything could be a reminder. And whatever we have to go through, we have to go through. And like I have told you before, you have to go through some suffering to get out of it. You have to go through some friction. Because friction creates energy, then you maybe realize. Either you go down, if you are intelligent, if you are a seeker, you go up, you go higher. That means you leave that behind. And I have told you before, you have been many years with me, still you had to try. This is how the mind is. PS2, sorry everybody for disturbing the beautiful satsang with this long letter, with all this. Don't feel sorry, Rashid. This is all the family, and you are one of us. And this has to do with everybody. Because maybe this helps. Some people must still think that, oh, no, finish, we can go home and smoke our joints or drink and whatever. Then maybe something start, click, 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 maybe, who knows. And I'm saying, it's nothing wrong with anything. I have nothing against anything. But in my experience, it doesn't help awareness. Mm-hmm. But that's good. No, you could be a spokesman for this. No, you have tried it. Because that's why people should only talk when they know. Most people, they have just opinions of things. This has nothing. Truth has nothing to do with anybody's opinion. Truth is truth. It is like how it is. If people want to accept it or not, that's another matter. But things are like they are. What to do? Truth has nothing to do with the personality. You just have to accept it or you have to suffer. You have to hold on to your dreams or you have to listen. Or maybe you will learn by your mistakes. Or maybe not even escape, mistakes, just life. Now you have tried it, now you know. From your Rashid who has done something stupid. But remember, for some other people it might be good. Because it can be. But please never stop there. This may be some eye-opener in that stage of life. It's more like a teenage thing, the way I look at it. And then when you get mature, then you drop that, you start being real, more mature, you start looking at yourself then. Maybe it helped a little bit to lose your innocence, your childhood. But that is this problem also now. These people come and they have no idea about the conditioning from different places on the planet. It's a totally different conditioning here than in the Amazonas, here than in Tibet, here than in Australia, from the bush people. It's totally different. You cannot, you have to have a bigger understanding. Then maybe you can help and talk. And that's how you should do it, because all these drugs, they've been taken in a little family situation with the clan, where everybody knows each other, everybody is in tune, everybody knows what's happening. They have looked at the father, who have looked at their father, who have looked at their father. They know. Then it can be, it's part of them. It's like taking some, where's my Russian vodka? It loosened up the family a bit. It's okay, but it has to be part of it. But when there is culture clash, and you don't know how they're working, it's like in Pune, I remember, it was starting coming so many Japanese. Then we realized very quickly that we can't have these Japanese in these heavy-duty therapy groups, like some of the groups we had, was very strong. Because they have a totally different conditioning. No Japanese can go like kill your mama and your papa. It's impossible. They have a huge respect for the mama and the papa. They would rather kill themselves. And that's not what you want in a therapy group, that people start killing them. Harakiri. So we had to design different groups for the Oriental people. Because it's a different conditioning. That only comes by understanding. You can't just mix this and this and this and this. You get all mixed on. And you want to be one, not mixed. You want to be pure. PS3, I feel I have been deeply searching for God while being on the path. This thing I did was also with the intention of having an experience of God. You don't need it, Rashid, to take that. You see, you take that, you meet God, but God you meet through the heart. And what a price, just for a trip. This you should make an article about this for these fools, because all day I'll be getting big heads with very small hearts.
And also it's like my energy is kind of out of balance, and sometimes the energy goes heavier and heavier.
But that's okay, you just have a huge hangover, Rashi, don't take it so seriously, okay? Just be gentle with yourself, don't take it seriously, be patient, and it will go over. You know, that's the worst, you know, like you said, you know how it is to be connected, you know how it is to be in that space. But that's how we learn, Rashi, don't take it so serious, it's just a big hangover, it will go. Hi, beloved. I just need to share how good it feels to be connected with you and the Sangha. Listening to the satsangs, I can almost feel the silence of the snow, the peace and the love of this retreat you are having. From now on, life is an eternal retreat. You see, people, I really enjoy this listening to them be connected with what is happening here. So that is very good. I also need to tell you that on the 1st of January, I woke up close to a river and I went to do dynamic with three of my friends. We all went really crazy. When we were in the stopping stage, I could feel just the presence of the wind and some birds. After some minutes, a sound came like shh, and then suddenly stopped. After some seconds, it came again, very long, shh. After the first stage, I started to laugh without any reason, and we all did this for more than 30 minutes. When I finally managed to stop, I looked to my friend's pants, all wet from the river, and I just asked, "Hey man, have you peed in your pants?" Then we all laughed another half an hour. That is my people, they're very innocent. Just one little sentence and then you can laugh and laugh. I just needed to share this with you. Deep love from your happy devotee Ashish. They're very good, you can understand them, you know. This is simple people. Just having fun. and they want to share it. Otherwise, I have other people also, they say they are enlightened and they give satsang, and then they're still hiding. I haven't heard anything about anything. This is things you really want to share with the master, then the master is very happy. That is fantastic. You should all start doing satsang. I will be very happy. I can retire. I will read you something from Rumi. Pain. Pain comes from seeing how arrogant you've been. And pain brings you out of this. Very important words. Pain comes from seeing how arrogant you have been. And pain brings you out of this conceit. A child cannot be born until the mother has pain. You are pregnant with real trust. The words of the masters and saints are midwives that help, but first you must feel. First you must feel. Otherwise you don't take the importance of it. The words of the master and the saints are midwives that help, but first you must feel pain. To be without pain is to use the first person wrongly. I am this, I am that. I am God, like Al-Hallaj, who waited till that was true to say it. When you are like that, says Rumi, then it's good. I am God like Al-Hallaj, who waited till it was true to say it. If you say this I at the wrong time, it brings a curse. I at the right time gives a blessing. If a rooster crows early, when it's still dark, he must have his head cut off. What is this beheading? As one might extract a scorpion's sting to save it, or a snake venom to keep it from being stoned. Headlessness comes from your cleansing connection to a teacher. Peace comes from your cleansing connection to a master. This is inside information, Rashid. You don't understand how it is before you have gone through some pain, some suffering, before you become more dedicated. Because it's totally new. Peace comes, understanding comes, clarity comes from your cleansing connecting to a master. Hold on to the true Sheikh, strength will come. Hold on. Remember, whatever you go through, don't lose that grip, that longing. It's just purifying you. Strength will come. Your strength is His gathering you closer. Your strength is His invitation, come closer. Where you go? Instead of going further away trying to learn something, come closer. You are already here. That is how the mind is. It wants to go somewhere else, try something else. But you have to come back. You have to come back to the real. Peace comes from your cleansing connection to a teacher. Hold on to the true Sheikh. Strength will come. Your strength is his gathering you closer. Soul of the soul of the soul, moment to moment. Hope to draw breath from that one. No matter how long you have been apart. It doesn't matter how long you have been apart, it doesn't matter how much you have forgotten. Now you remember. That is what is important. Now you remember, now don't forget again. This presence has no separation to it. There is no separation in love. If there is, it can't be love. Because love is all there is, and if you find someone, something that can remind you of that, stay in touch. I remember Papaji said, it is a few things, if you come here to satsang, you have to have a total dedication to freedom, to truth. To listen. This presence has no separation to it. Do you want to understand more of this friendship? Do you want to understand more of this friendship? Then come closer, says Rumi. If you want to understand more, if this friendship is interesting, if this feels good, come closer. That is the only way. Don't go away, stay connected. Do you want to understand more of this friendship? Come closer, let go. No, a send off, a little send off to the Indians, Rashi, to get it out of your system.
Okay?
Okay? Yes. You're in the right place now, you just say yes, yes, okay? Beloved one, I see your face, and I see the one I have always loved, the one I have longed for so much, so intense. I have looked for you in every face I have seen. My fingertips search you in every man I have touched. My mouth hungered for the taste of you in all the lips I have kissed. My ears thirst after your voice in every sound that whispered through the lonely silent night. I didn't know where to find you. I see your face, and hundreds of years, thousands of years with love that have been held back is awakening inside me and takes me beyond myself. There are glimpses when I remember, you. You once told me there exists no limits, and I can trust it in your eyes of eternity. I can trust it in the laughter that comes through me, but which isn't mine. I can trust it in the crazy silence, in the silent craziness. There are no limits, only space, limitless space. There are no limits in love, no limits in the beloved. I am blessed who have seen your face. Eternally yours, Savini. To see the beloved, heart should erupt. Rumi had this beautiful saying, also mystic from the past, that anybody who comes to this gathering and doesn't feel something in the heart must be made of bricks. And if you're not made of bricks, the better, the more eruption there is. And you have been long on the journey. We are not new. And the more you recognize, the more you see. And many have a connection with me also from before. We are not new here. It is an old love story. And what is life without love? Listen to these words of Mira. Mira was an enlightened woman. She was longing for her beloved, Krishna. But Krishna had already gone long time before. She says, having created this kind of desire in me, where are you going? Without meeting you, I have no peace of mind. My trembling life will not last. For your sake, I can do anything. I will kill myself at Kasi. Kasi is one of the sacred places for Krishna. Maybe, she said, maybe we can meet then. Mira is the servant at his lotus feet. And for the real love, from the real understanding, like this search, we have to go deeper than the body, than the mind, than the emotions. And that is hard because we are attached, we are identified. But the deeper you go, the more real it becomes. Then love is always there. That is the work of the master, to push you deeper. Deeper and deeper into this love. You thought maybe you had ideas, but wait. Deeper it can go, deeper love, deeper peace, deeper understanding, deeper silence. The master always wants to be with you. The master always wants to hug you. But what to do? Bodies are only one. Love is everywhere. I will read you also a letter from our Crazy Ananda Lakshmi. She's very happy, like many people are happy with this. They listen to the satsangs. And I'm reminded of one disciple of Buddha. They were wondering, because he was always sitting under a tree far there away. And one day Buddha called him to him and he said, "Why are you always hiding there? I know what have happened." And he said, "I know that when you know, sometimes when people, disciples are awakening, then you send them on to spread the message. And please don't send me away. That's why I'm just hiding." And Buddha said, "But I know it has happened to you. How can you think you can hide it from me?" "Yes, but what can I do? Please don't send me away." This is the good people. There are people around me also, they have woken up, but they haven't disappeared. They'd rather be quiet than come to satsang. And then you have other people who it hasn't happened, and they want to give satsang, and they hide. I remember also one sannyasins in Pune. I was sitting in one restaurant, the chai shop there, and then somebody came with these flyers, "Satsang tonight and every Wednesday and every Thursday and every Friday at there and there." And somebody asked, "Who is doing this satsang?" "I am," he said. He was going around spreading flyers with himself, doing satsang. And he was very upset because nobody came to his satsang. Then he thought he had to go around with the flyers. That's not how satsang is. You can't stop it. If it's supposed to happen, you can't stop it. You don't need to run around with flyers. His name, I think, his name he has put was Maitreya. Maitreya, that is like the second coming of Buddha, like you have the second coming of Christ. That means that now the second Buddha was come again now, Maitreya, Maitreyaji. But nobody was coming to have satsang with Maitreya. Very strange. What happened? Buddha is back, and then he had to go to the chai shop with flyers. No, this is very strange. And then Lakshmi says, "I am in the retreat with you. I am out of all the ones who are not real. I am in the retreat with you, full of love. I kicked out all those who are not in love. Only love is real. And all the rest is to take out of all of us. Let go of the impermanent, let go of the superficial. Only love exists, beyond, over, and above all. Exist here and now. Exist this moment. Only love survives, more and more strong, forever, forever and ever and ever, and still more strong in the afterworld." "I am in the retreat with you. I'm out of samsara, like the Buddha, like Tara. I'm in the center of the circle, in the inner circle. I'm in the center, love center. I'm in the retreat with you, full of love. You have to maintain oneself in equilibrium through the inner heart, to become stabilized in the spiritual heart, where you and me and you are one, my beloved master. come, 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 come on, come on. The Master, the beloved Svaha is ready, is alive. Show up, student, show up, disciple, show up, devotee. Come on, come on, come on. You are all welcome to satsang. Like the beloved says, listen, listen. Happy are the invited ones to the supper of the Master. Sit comfortable. Allow yourself to flower. Allow yourself to free yourself each moment. Be transparent. Do not cover your natural nudity, your innocence, your real beauty. Beyond any appearance, young or old, fatty or thin, rich or poor, you are simply you, total happy, nude and happy. Come on, come on, come on. I am in satsang with you, beloved. We can be total, total. I don't want to be in no more mind. Mind is gone. Only Soba and Buddha and Virgin Mary and Mary Magdalena. Wild woman and goddesses, dancer and queen, samurai and master of peace. Come, come on, come on. Come on to satsang with your eyes open and your eyes clean. And close your eyes in deep moment of peace, of ecstasy, of profound peace. Then disappear in the presence of the beloved Svaha, the love, this love ocean. This is to finish your mind forever like the false master and wake up beginning of the heart, the true master. Thank you, your Ananda Lakshmi love, for you, the prince, or better, the king, who awoke me with kisses, with love. And it is like the ultimate fairy tale. Thank you, thank you. The ultimate fairy tale with the best ending possible, your Ananda Lakshmi. Very good. Come, come, come again, sinners and saints. Be happy. Come back to your original nature. Let go of the false. Come back to the real. Come, come, come. Aum Shanti. Pas cool, hein? Pas cool, ça va être.